Well, hello there, folks on Audio Boom. It's me, and I'm back at my place. And so just thought I'd come on here with a little bit of an update. When was it? It was on the 28th of July, and I came home and I met my father and his girlfriend off the bus, and when I got off the bus in Sudbury, my father was guiding me to the truck, and I thought, oh my God. And I kept thinking, holy geez. Like, seriously, this man had a double knee replacement on March the 21st, and he's walking around like you and me, like, holy geez, seriously. And I'm just like, you know, like he was guiding me and I was just like, oh my God, Dad, that's amazing, right? And so anyway, we went out for supper and then we went to a local ice cream joint. And then on Saturday the 30th, we went to a trailer park where Dad's girlfriend's brother and sister-in-law camp for the summer. And so people were there, and I got to ride on a funny-looking ATV-type tractor vehicle contraption thing. So I have a post about that on here, by the way. So it's like an ATV, but it's like an ATV, but a truck at the same time. It's got a little box in the back where you can store stuff. But instead of the two seats being like, instead of it being like one in front of the other, you're sitting side by side. So yeah, it was fun. Then we had steaks on the barbecue and a whole bunch of other stuff. And then, on Sunday the 30th, Sunday the 30th, we didn't do much. And then on Monday the 31st, Dad and I went up to his trailer. And then I stayed there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday morning we came back. But on Thursday, my dad and I went into the bush across the road from his trailer and we fired his rifle. I have a post about that, by the way. And you didn't hear me firing, but that was him. So, and and anyway, and so then we came back out of the bush on Friday, and then I spent Saturday, Sunday with Dad and Linda, and then they dropped me off with Dan, my mom's boyfriend, and I spent the week with them. And I recorded a couple of cool posts, one on the day after I arrived, and on Wednesday, I believe that was the 9th. Yes, it was the 9th because that's my mom's cousin Teresa's birthday. And Dan and I went for a ride on the motorbike, and you hear him more than you hear me. And I didn't want to record, like, we drove, so basically my mom and Dan live half an hour down a dirt road and then they live on the lakefront. And so you gotta go, if you wanna go into town to do groceries, you gotta go half an hour down the dirt road and then you turn onto the highway and then you travel. So I wasn't about to record traveling down the highway because you wouldn't have been able to hear anything except wind. We had to go do some errands and stuff. So I recorded something from one store to the other. So really wasn't that long of a drive. But I did go for a ride in the kayak and that was fun. And so Then we had a bunch of company over that night, and some of us had lots to drink. I woke up the next morning feeling absolutely fine. I'm surprised because I thought I wouldn't. Anyway, and then Thursday we didn't do much, and then because we packed, and then Friday we went to Toronto to visit my brother and his girlfriend, and poor thing wasn't feeling well, Robert anyway. He had a fever and he had a headache, and on Friday night during the baseball game, Robert said to us, "Guys, I'm not feeling good. I have to go home." So Tweet took care of him, and so that was interesting. And then Saturday, we went to another ball game, and then Saturday night, Dan came up to us and told us that his neck was sore and that some of them were tired and they wanted to go home. Meanwhile, my brother had rented a room for the two couples for both Friday night and Saturday night, and I doubt my brother's going to get that money back. I mean, they would pay my brother and reimburse him, but that's not the point. You know, the point is he booked the room for them for the two nights, so why don't you stay the two nights, right? So then I came back here on Sunday, and now, yeah. And anyway, I feel like there's more to the situation. I feel some animosity between my mom and Dan as of late. I hear stories from both sides. Basically, to make a long story short, she thinks that his family is lazy and dysfunctional, but her family, at least some members of her family, are pretty bad. Not gonna get into specifics, but yeah, I did notice some animosity between the two of them, and I'm not too sure how much longer they have together as a couple. And I feel bad for my mom because if she were to leave, or if he were to leave, she would have nowhere to go. Robert and I don't want to take care of her, and she doesn't want to be a burden on us. However, having said all this, I think that Robert is going to put a ring on Twee's finger soon, and maybe some little bundles of joy might be coming along. I don't know, but there's talk, and so maybe that'll be the light at the end of her tunnel. Who knows? But my mother has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, like I've said in previous posts. And to make matters worse, her condition is getting m worse. Her speech is beginning to change, and just things are getting a little bit worse, and mom's not doing anything about it. I don't think she wants to be helped. I don't think she even wants to help herself, and so I'm not sure. I just don't want her to fade away into nothing, you know what I mean? She's my mother, and I love her to pieces. And so, yeah. But, you know, overall, it was a really good visit, and I had a good time, and I came back with a nice, beautiful suntan. So, yeah, everybody at work is jealous. So, yeah, so I'm going to shut up now because I'm running out of time. So, that's it. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.